you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com, free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, few rain or snow showers will end toward daybreak. Gusty breezes diminished by then, too. The low in the morning, around 34. Tomorrow becoming sunny. The high, 52 with a breeze. Better for the weekend. Sunny Saturday, 62. There's your forecast from the Weather Bug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn here with you on a cold Thursday. We're so glad that you joined us. I want to thank Asbury University for being our sponsor of the day. Did you know that Asbury University, in addition to being an outstanding academic institution just down the road in Lexington in Wilmore, Kentucky, did you know that Asbury also offers 17 different scholarships in 17 different intercollegiate sports? To find out more about all the athletic programs offered at Asbury University, check them out online at AsburyEagles.com. In our second segment today, we'll be talking with WKYT Sports Director Rob Bromley. Rob announced earlier this week that he would be retiring after almost 40 years of covering sports at WKYT here in Lexington. And I'm really looking forward to hearing Rob share some of the highlights in his illustrious career. Rob just does such a great job. It's never about Rob. It's just about whatever sports event that he's covering. I also appreciate the fact that, you know, when Kentucky teams were playing really well, he would say they are. If they were struggling, he would say that. But just thought he was really very factual, very solid, and just did a great, great job. Had the privilege of doing an internship underneath Rob many moons ago, and he's just the real deal. So looking forward to talking to Rob in our next segment. But in today's sports, the Cincinnati Reds got their first win of the season last night, 2-0 against the Philadelphia Phillies, as Brandon Finnegan allowed only one hit in seven innings after kind of having a rough first inning, and then he retired the last 19 batters he faced. Joey Votto went yard, hitting his first home run of the year, as that was the only run the Reds needed as they shut out the Phillies last night 2-0. Fast forward the clock, 13 hours later today, the Reds played the Phillies again. This was the final game of this opening series between these two teams, and the good news is the Reddies make it two wins in a row, defeating the Phillies 7-4. And just a great win for the Reds. And the interesting part is on how they won, relief pitcher Michael Lorenzen actually connected for a pinch hit home run that put Cincinnati ahead, and the Reds overcame a rough major league debut by rookie Davis to beat the Philadelphia Phillies today, 7-4. That's right. The name was Rookie Davis. It was his major league debut. That is his actual name. Davis got his nickname from his father, Billy, who hoped his son, how about this, William Theron Davis III would become a baseball player. So obviously with a name like that, William Theron Davis III, you need a good nickname. And so his dad called him Rookie. Today he did get to make his major league debut for the Cincinnati Reds. Davis only lasted 3 innings, though. It was a rough one. He gave up 5 runs and had a rookie mistake after Daniel Nava had homered in the third. Adibel Herrera doubled, advanced on a ground out, and scored on a wild pitch, aided by Davis's failure to cover the plate. So, man, you're talking about a guy that's glad to get his first game out of the way, but it's got to be actually thrilled that the Reds were able to come back and overcome his rough outing and win 7-4. But Rookie Davis, what a name. He'll be on somebody's all-name team this year on ESPN, no doubt about that. Also for the Reds, having a good game, Adam Duvall homered as the Reds rallied from the 3-run deficit to take this opening series. Lorenzen, the relief pitcher now, who was not pitching now, was just homering. It was his second, actually, of his career. He hit that off Adam Morgan to put the Reds ahead 5-4 in the sixth inning. Manager Brian Price used the reliever because he's working with a shorthanded bench to start this season. But, you know, if you're a Reds fan, you know it's not very often that a Reds pitcher hits a home run, much less a pinch hit home run. In fact, the last time that happened was for the Reds was in 2009 when Micah Owings connected off the Cardinals' Ryan Franklin. Lorenzen didn't pitch in the game, but Cody Reed, 1-0, got his first major league win by escaping threats in each of his 2 innings. Then Drew Storm pitched the ninth for his first save since the Reds signed him to a 1-year, $3 million deal. So congratulations to the Reddies. It was not a really good day to be at the ballpark. As you know, here in Central Kentucky, it was cool. Well, up in Cincinnati, the game time temperature was 43 degrees, and rain fell off and on throughout the game on the crowd of only 10,586. Well, for the trainer's report, because I know a lot of you are big Reds fans that listen to us, catcher Devin Masuraco is coming off hip surgery, as a lot of you know, and right-handed pitcher Austin Bryce on the DL with a sore elbow. Both of them started rehab assignments at Double-A Pensacola today. And obviously, Pensacola, Florida, be a lot better place to be than in Cincinnati right now, weather-wise. Man, really hope they can get those guys back, especially Masuraco, get him healthy, as he'll be a big key to the Reds having a good season. Tucker Barnhart, though, doing a really good job last year as he filled in after Masuraco went off on the injured list. Up next for the Reddies, they're going to be starting a weekend series in St. Louis, where they've won only 4 of 39 series since 2003. That's right, you heard me correctly, 4. Only 1, 2, 3, 4 of 39 series with the Cardinals since 2003, splitting 3 of them. Left-hander Amir Garrett will make his major league debut facing Mike Leake. Well, for the fourth day in a row, a U.K. player announced that he was declaring for the NBA draft. The first 3 days were by freshman. Today it was sophomore Isaiah Briscoe. Like teammates De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk, Briscoe will sign with an agent, which should effectively end his career at UK. Of course, remember Bam Adebayo announced that he is just testing the waters, going to go to the NBA Combine, is not going to sign with an agent, so there might be a possibility that Bam does come back. In a statement released today by the University of Kentucky late morning, Briscoe said, "BBN, thank you to the greatest fans in the entire world. Thank you to Coach Cal, all our assistant coaches, and our strength and conditioning coach, Rob Harris. You all helped me develop my game on the court and helped me grow as a man off the court." Briscoe continued saying in the statement, "Thank you to my brothers. We've been through so much together and accomplished even more. Thank you to my family and friends. Without your support, I wouldn't be where I am now. It was a dream of mine to play in front of BBN and an honor to wear K-E-N-T-U-C-K-Y, Kentucky, across my chest. I'm ready for the next step, and I can't wait to begin the next journey. Players have until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on April 23rd to submit their names for the 2017 NBA Draft. And here it is this April 6th, and already got four Kentucky guys doing that. John Calipari, in the statement released today by UK, said, Isaiah is a winner. Physically and mentally, he's a pit bull with skills with the ball. We averaged nearly 30 wins a season over the last 2 years, and Isaiah played a big part in all of them. Isaiah defends, he rebounds, and he creates shots for others. I am so proud of his improvement over his time here at UK, and I'm looking forward to seeing his continued growth at the next level. Well, on top of this news with Isaiah Briscoe, Evan Daniels, just a few minutes before he went on the air, tweeted out that Isaac Humphries is seriously considering professional options that he may have. And so, you know, that was by multiple sources. He said that he had heard it. Evan Daniels, been a guest here several times on 1250 Sports Talk. He must follow on Twitter at Evan Daniels. Nobody covers college basketball news and recruiting news better than Evan Daniels. But he did say at the end of the tweet, there's still a possibility that he returns for his junior season. Obviously, Kentucky fans hoping after that great finish he had against North Carolina that maybe Humphries would consider coming back and maybe trying to be the starting center. Of course, UK still in hot pursuit of Mohamed Bamba, the big seven-footer that is still unsigned and has not announced yet where he's going to play college basketball. Well, Duke University don't want to be left out of the fun. Today, Luke Kennard announced that he will declare for the NBA draft. And I tell you, I really like this guy's game, man. Of course, Kentucky was thinking they were going to get him a couple years ago, but he winded up the 6'6", 200-pound guard going to Duke. And this season, he averaged almost 20 points a game. Entering the season, Kennard was actually projected to come off the bench. However, with injuries to Grayson Allen, Jason Tatum, Harry Giles, and Marquise Bolden, he was actually Duke's most consistent player throughout the season. In addition to Kennard, Duke is going to lose Jason Tatum and Harry Giles, in addition to seniors Emil Jefferson and Matt Jones. Tatum and Giles both announced they will sign with agents, and then also Kennard announced that he's going to sign with an agent. The Blue Devils are still waiting for the decision of Grayson Allen. Well, we got to take our first break, but stay with us. When we get back, we'll be talking with WKYT Sports Director Rob Bromley next here on Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250. WLRT.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
ZMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com, free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, few rain or snow showers will end toward daybreak. Gusty breezes diminish by then, too. The low in the morning, around 34. Tomorrow becoming sunny. The high, 52 with a breeze. Better for the weekend. Sunny Saturday, 62. There's your forecast from the Weather Bug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to 1250 Sports Talk. I'm Greg Horn. I want to thank our sponsor of the day, Asbury University. Did you know that Asbury University offers scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports? To find out more about all the athletic programs they offer at Asbury, check them out online at AsburyEagles.com. Well, joining me on the phone line now is Rob Bromley, longtime WKYT sports director. And Rob, you made a big announcement this week that in September you're going to hang it up after an illustrious 40-year career here in Lexington. And got to be honest with you, man, it was a little emotional for me because you've kind of been my security blanket for sports around here for a long time. What was it like for you making that big announcement this week?
Well, I appreciate that, Greg. That's awfully kind of you to say. It's been a great run, and I've been very honored to have been in the chair, you know, for as long as I have been. The first night on the year was January 17th, 1977, and the last night will be September 29th, 2017. So it's going to be over 40 years. You know, there isn't any one thing that really went into it. I think it was a lot of things. It's something that I've thought about for the last couple of years now. Made up my mind with my wife probably back during the holidays, and came out and announced it here after basketball season.
Well, it's well deserved. You have worked so hard, and I moved to Lexington in 1976, so you have been, I was 11 years old then, and so, or actually, almost 12, actually, and so you've been a part of my sports life, and just really have appreciated all that you have done. And was there anybody in particular when you got started in the business that you kind of wanted to model your broadcasting career after? Any influences in your sports broadcasting life?
Well, you know, there were quite a few of them, and you know, it goes back a long way. You know, you're talking about somebody who grew up in the late 50s and in the 60s. So I wouldn't necessarily say there was any one person. I just kind of got interested in sports, watching that black and white television with my brother starting out, and he's 2 years older than I was. He always kind of led the way, and probably as a junior in high school, sophomore in high school, I kind of got the idea in my head that I'd like to be a sportscaster. Wasn't really good enough to play any sports, played a little football. But other than that, that's kind of how it got started.
Well, before you came to Lexington in 1977, becoming a weekend sports anchor, had you ever been to Lexington before?
No, Greg, I hadn't. And, you know, I really hadn't thought that much about it until I got a call. This is right at Christmas time, 1976. Denny Treese, who was the sports director here, gave me a call. And they were expanding. They were going to add a weekend sportscaster. Going to go from one person to two. And wanted me to come down and take a look at it. And I did. And was on the air about 3 weeks later. And over the last 40 years, Lexington has been my home, and I found out just how special a place this is. Of course, it's a fantastic sports town. It really is. But it's a very, very special place with very, very special people.
Well, you've been so good to so many of us. I had an internship many, many moons ago and worked a lot of weekends under you and Dave Baker and Dick Gabriel back in the mid-'80s, so I just always appreciated how you treated all of us. Were so good to us, even though you've been in the business quite a while, and your ripple effect into so many people's lives, and this industry is going to be felt for a long, long time, and I'm just so thankful and glad and happy for you that in June you're going to be inducted to the Kentucky Athletic Hall of Fame, and which recognizes outstanding athletes and sports figures. And then in March, you were named the Kentucky Sportscaster of the Year by the National Sports Media Association. So it's been a big year for you personally, and I know you're not about those awards in any form or fashion, but coming from your colleagues, that's got to be a really nice, nice honor.
Well, it is. I am, Greg. I'm very honored and humbled, to say the least. It's more than anything I could have imagined. I never started out with the idea of, you know, you're gonna win this award or that award or ever be in any kind of Hall of Fame. It never crossed my mind. never crossed my mind, really, hardly, you know, last year. But I'll tell you something, Greg. I've been very blessed and very lucky to be able to go on the air and do it in a certain mask. A lot of different ways to be a studio sportscaster. There are a lot of different things that you can do. But the way that I went about it was always accepted here by the viewers, and management always thought that that was a good way to do it, and it would be best for the viewers and best for the station. And I'll tell you, Greg, I didn't do it when I started out here in Lexington, or when I started in Ohio in television back in 1974. I didn't do it a heck of a lot differently than the way I'm going to go out and do it here at about 10 minutes to 6 tonight.
Well, I love that about you. You're always consistent and knew that it would be quality reporting. And one thing's always respected with you, especially covering Kentucky, which is like our professional team here, is that, you know, if the Cats were playing good, whether it was football, basketball, or whatever sport it was, you would share that. And then if it wasn't, if they weren't, you know, you would say that too. You weren't critical to being too derogatory, but part of being a good sports anchor is kind of telling it like it is, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think it is. You know, there are things here and there that come up that, in a lot of ways, it's hard to criticize the home team because, you know, people won't forget that on down the road. But, you know, I think you can be objective and fair, and that's the only way to go about it.
Well, you did a great job of modeling that, and I know in 40 years you can't just pick out one thing, but just share two or three as you just kind of reflect, two or three of the stories that you were a part of that just really, you know, as you will sit back in retirement here, that'll really just come first in your mind as you think about out of all the events and things that you've covered here in Central Kentucky for 40 years.
Oh, well, there have been so many. It is really hard to put your finger on one thing, Greg. You know, when I first came here, I got in on the end of that great run in horse racing, thoroughbred racing. I wasn't here for Secretariat, but, you know, I mean, Aladar and Affirmed and Spectacular Bid right there at the end of the 70s. I saw Aladar win the Bluegrass at Keeneland, and I saw Aladar and Affirmed at Churchill Downs in 78. So I was able to get in on that. That will always be in my memory. And then, you know, covering Kentucky basketball and Kentucky football, being with Coach Hall, he was good to me. I mean, Joe treated me like I was a part of it. I did his show the last 5 years from 80 to 85, and he was wonderful. I was at every game that Jerry Glidden coached. He coached 8 seasons, 90 games, you know, 11 games each season and 2 bowl games. And Jerry was old style. I mean, he had not only coached under Bear Bryant, he had played under. And I'll always remember him. And, you know, there are just so many things. It's just very, very hard to pick out one thing. Of course, the NCAA championships come to mind with Patino and with Tubby and then with Cal. But I'll always remember a lot of other great moments. You know, back in 2011, they hadn't been to the Final Four in 13 years and went into that regional in Newark and beat the number one team in the country on Friday and the number three team in the country, North Carolina, on Sunday to get to the Final Four for the first time in 13 years. I'll always remember that. Covering the Ryder Cup here, you know, it's hard to believe that, you know, over 8 years have gone by now since that, and the PGA over at Valhalla. Seeing Paul Andrews hit a shot to win, you know, the boys' state tournament there in Rupp Arena. I think that was 1982. I was right under the basket when it went in. That's a great memory. There's just been so many things. It's just hard to put your finger on one thing. I'm leaving a lot of things out.
Oh, I understand. There's no way you could in this short amount of time. But you just tuned in. We're talking with Rob Bromley, WKYT Sports Director. Just had a phenomenal career. Announced his retirement September 29th. Just wanted to catch up with him for a few minutes. I know we don't have much time left, but just share maybe what has changed the most to you maybe about the business of sports broadcasting since you got started in it.
Well, I mean, it's changed immensely. I think, like I said, Greg, I think I've been fortunate that as far as, you know, going on the air and doing the studio work, I don't do it a lot differently, but the advancements from film to tape and to digital are just beyond anything that I could have imagined back in 1977. I worked with film. Our film was not developed here at the station because of the zoning laws here on the east side of town. We had to take our film to the opposite side of town to develop it and then run it back all the way here to the east side of town. And then all the changes that you go through with when tape came in, going from 3/4-inch tape to beta tape and eventually then getting into digital and going through all the satellite stuff. And now, you know, you can just send things through the internet. There's just been tremendous change. The ability to go live with a unit that is just like a very, very small suitcase. It's just phenomenal. And of course, all the changes here over the last 7 or 8 years with social media, all of that that's come in, I couldn't really imagine 8 or 9 years ago the way the business has changed as far as social media. And I really can't predict how it's going to change over the next 8 or 9 years. I really am not sure.
Well, that's a great point. As you mentioned, all the changes just in the last 8 or 9 years with social media, what will be the next changes? Let me ask you this. You've seen a lot of great basketball coaches. You mentioned there Joe B. Hall, starting with him. But what makes John Calipari, in your opinion, such a great coach for the University of Kentucky?
Well, he's a perfect person for the job, Greg. I mean, Cal is, you know, he's a P.T. Barnum. He's a Pied Piper and a heck of a good basketball coach, really great basketball coach, all rolled into one. I don't think there could be anybody out there who's better suited for that job than John Calipari. I think he's done a tremendous job. It hasn't been easy coaching young players and bringing in new players and young players every year. I know he's criticized for the one and done, but he's just a master at it, at developing young talent and getting the most out of these young players on the court. And I've seen some good players here. I mean, you look down through the years, and the guys when I first came here, Sam Bowie came shortly after I came here, but people like Kenny Walker and Tayshaun Prince and, Jamal Mashburn and all the way down the line. A lot of those guys were here 4 years. Mash wasn't. But I'll tell you, these young kids that come in now, they are the cold-blooded confidence that they have is just incredible. And the way Calipari is able to work with them and develop them in a very, very short amount of time, it's just been amazing.
Well, I know you got to get ready for a broadcast, and I want to have you back on again sometime here before you retire. But final question for you, anybody that's just, in college and wanting to get into sports broadcasting, whatever, what advice would you give to them?
Well, I think you have to understand that a lot of it is turning towards social media and just how strongly it'll go that way. It's gone pretty strong here, like we were saying, over the last eight or nine years. And you have to be, you have to be committed to that. That's a very, very big part of it, just more and more and more. And, just going on the television or doing games on TV or on the radio, that's, that's still a part of it, but the social media end of it, you really have to be prepared for. I would say that first and foremost. You have to be committed to work long hours, work nights, and work weekends. And when I was young, that was a lot easier than it is now. It gets a little harder when you get into your 40s and your family. You get into your 50s, you get into your 60s, but to do it for the long haul, you've really got to be committed to long hours, nights, and weekends, and a lot of hard work to be successful.
Well said from a guy that's done it at the highest level. Rob, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Congratulations.
Sure, Greg.
And
thank you for having me on, and thanks to everybody who's watched all these years. I am so honored and humbled. I can't thank the viewers enough.
Well, you've got a lot of people that love you and really do appreciate you, so we'll look forward to seeing you more in the next few months, and thank you so much for your time today, Rob.
Thank you, Greg. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That is Rob Bromley, the outstanding sports director for WKYT Sports, just as solid as they come, and as he was just sitting there saying that, think about how many weekends that he has worked. Yes, it's covering UK sports, but, just so many hours in football and basketball season, 9 months out of the year, he's pretty much locked up every weekend doing those things, and late nights during the week, and then doing those newscasts. A lot of people say, hey, I want to get into this business or do something like what a Rob Bromley does, but there is a tremendous amount of sacrifices, and, the other part is, the starting pay is not good. I was going to talk to him about that, but that was one of the reasons I did not get into it early on. It's just like, how can you live off that? And people just, they have paid their dues. And for Rob Bromley to be able to last 40 years at a high-profile station like WKYT, that is number one quite often for many years has been. And, now I know sometimes NBC, 18, and all that, but they have been one of the leaders in Central Kentucky ever since I've been here and have had UK sports contracts. So you're talking about the pressure to perform, and yet he's made it 40 years and not made enemies that you would think that you could last in that type of industry, especially in sports, where there's so many things and scandals and things that have gone on in UK football and basketball. Think about all that's gone on in the 40 years here at the University of Kentucky, and yet he has remained unscathed by that, and yet you could hear that humility in his voice and just the things that he shared and how blessed and how thankful he was. And, you know, if you follow him on Twitter, if not, start following him on Twitter. It's just at Rob Bromley, or email him and go to WKYT.com, get his email. Just tell him how much you've appreciated him, because that man has sacrificed a lot of hours away from his family and his son. He has a son, and so, you know, his wife, Diane, so they married in 1988, so she's got to be a special lady to have sat, put up, and shared all those things with him. So, but Rob Bromley, just don't come any better than him. Well, we got to take a short break, but we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Sports Talk. Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu. Dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah.
Must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen. I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
I'm Dave Mers, and your Central Kentucky.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn here with you.
The forecast is brought to you in part by
EBIT. We talked so much about UK being people losing with the NBA draft choices, declaring for the NBA draft. Also, Duke University. Well, Kansas is not unchanged by this. Carlton Bragg Jr. announced that he is going to transfer from Kansas after his sophomore season. Of course, Bragg Jr. had a really disappointing sophomore season for the Jayhawks, as he was twice suspended. The 6'10" Ohio native was highly regarded coming out of high school, but was really inconsistent on the court and was just always dogged by legal problems. He was suspended, Carlton Bragg was, for 3 games for a violation of team rules in January. He was charged with a misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia after Kansas University police seized smoking devices during an investigation into an unrelated incident. Bragg was then granted a diversion agreement with the Lawrence Municipal Court to settle the drug charge. He was also suspended for 1 game in December after being charged with misdemeanor battery. Bragg was reinstated after the charge was dismissed and the woman who accused him was charged. Bragg averaged just 5.2 points and 4.1 rebounds as a sophomore and did not play in the Elite Eight loss to Oregon despite the Jayhawks' lack of depth up front. Bill Self in a statement release said, "We appreciate Carlton Bragg's efforts the last 2 years at Kansas. We certainly respect his decision to pursue other opportunities." Well, good news for Kevin Durant fans or Golden State Warrior fans. Kevin Durant's going to return to Saturday, barring another setback. They will be playing against Anthony Davis and Big Cuz, DeMarcus Cousins, and the New Orleans Pelicans this Saturday. So Durant's been participating in two-on-two, three-on-three, and four-on-four scrimmages during the Warriors' practice this week, and it's been cleared by the team doctors to return to full practice. Durant has missed the Warriors' past 19 games after suffering a grade 2 left MCL sprain and tibial bone bruise against the Washington Wizards on February 28th. Obviously, if they're going to make another run at the title, they are definitely going to have Kevin Durant on there. In a sad note, Bob Hurley Sr. says that St. Anthony High School is going to close. Father of Bobby Hurley and Danny Hurley, he became basketball coach there in 1972. But that's the end of St. Anthony High School. So stay with us. Next, we'll be talking with George Plaster on Sports Talk. Did you know that Asbury University offers scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports? Asbury is also one of only two private colleges in the state of Kentucky with a nationally accredited music program. And Asbury also has more than 150 student organizations to choose from. If you're interested in participating in college instead of being lost in the crowd, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-530-9521. That's 800-530-9521. Again, 800-530-9521.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, few rain or snow showers will end toward daybreak. Gusty breezes diminished by then, too. The low in the morning, around 34. Tomorrow becoming sunny. The high, 52 with a breeze. Better for the weekend. Sunny Saturday, 62. There's your forecast from the Weather Bug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. I want to thank Asbury University for being our sponsor of the day. Asbury University, may know it as an outstanding academic institution just down the road in Wilmore, Kentucky, about 20 minutes from Lexington. But did you know they offer scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports? To find out more about their athletic programs, check them out online at AsburyEagles.com. What joins us on the phone line now is George Plaster. George has been joining us quite often. He's a longtime sports radio broadcaster, host in Nashville, Tennessee, also former voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores football and basketball, and now is the assistant athletic director at Belmont University. And George, I know we talked last week about how our brackets were all shredded, and I was kind of whining. I didn't think it was going to be a very good Final Four, but I had to apologize on Monday's show because I thought both games were outstanding.
Yeah, and, you know, I thought the final game was a little ragged, as most people did, but you could feel the tension in your living room. Every possession was critically important. You know, you knew that game was going right to the wire. Greg, I'll throw one thing out that I don't think has gotten talked about a lot, and I guess I'll brag on Belmont's basketball coach, Rick Byrd, who was the chairman of the rules committee when some of these changes were implemented. I think the 30-second shot clock has been a decent change. But I think the better one is the forcing the officials to call more of the physical contact in the paint. Now, I know that got a lot of criticism in the final game, but the fact of the matter is, if you look through the NCAA tournament, there were more games that had really good action than we've been seeing in a while. A lot of games up into the 80s, you know, higher scoring, more run and gun, you know, not as much of this 58-56 stuff. And I think that's the best thing that has come out, is that we've gotten some of the skill back into basketball, and maybe some of the physicality, you know, has been lessened a little bit, which is something I think needed to happen.
Well, you bring up a great point, George. I mean, you know, one of the things that I tell you, I feel bad for officials, because with high definition and all the replays available, I mean, there is no margin for human error at all. And yet I asked, you know, your opinion on Monday night. Was it a combination of bad defense, people holding and moving on screens and so forth, or the officials, or maybe a combination of both? What do you think the take? Because it was an ugly Monday night. Saturday was a lot of fun, but yes, Monday was. What's your take on what happened Monday with the game being so ugly?
Well, I think you've got, first of all, you've got some humongous athletes in that game. The big kid Karnowski is a load. You know, he's a mountain man. Then the kid Collins, the freshman at Gonzaga, almost 7 feet tall. And then you've got Kennedy Meeks, you know, who looks like Charles Oakley. Just an absolute, you know, chiseled, you know, big old power forward. You don't have a lot of room in there. And had the officials allowed that game to be played the way everybody on Twitter has said, let them play, let them play, what you would have had is a sumo wrestling contest. And so I feel bad for the officials, because they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they call it really close, then everybody gets on them, let the kids play. But the bottom line is, at some point, okay, these kids have got to figure out 5 minutes into the second half, hey, this isn't going to fly. We've got to change how we're playing. And, you know, I'm amazed. You got two really good coaches in there. And in one of the dead ball timeouts, I think I would have had to have said, listen, we're going to have to cool it a little bit, because they're calling everything.
Speaking of North Carolina, I want to get your take. Can't believe I haven't asked you about this before, but obviously North Carolina wins the NCAA basketball championship, but been still dealing with the fallout from the academic situation and the classes and so forth. And, of course, Roy Williams has said that, you know, it wasn't just North Carolina basketball players that were taking those classes. It was a university-wide thing. But what was your take on that situation there? And, you know, they're NCAA basketball champions, but they're still being investigated right now by the NCAA. What's your thoughts?
Well, when was the last time they weren't under investigation. I mean, you know, I was young at the point. I mean, this is ridiculous that this has gone on this long. The NCAA needs to do something. I mean, just simply, you know, this going on, this investigation has gone on since, you know, before Obama was elected. And at some point, they need to tell the general public either, hey, here's what's causing the delay, or make a decision, do something. You know, because what it allows is the old line that Tarkanian threw out there. The NCAA was so mad at Kentucky that they dumped 3 years on Cleveland State. Yeah. And that's what this looks like here, is that they're so mad at North Carolina that they're, you know, about to go out and, you know, jump all over Coppin State.
That's a great point. Yep, I love that quote by Jerry Tarkanian.
Well, wasn't, you know, that a beauty?
It really was, man. I love that. Well, obviously people would like to give, you know, nationally, John Calipari a lot of grief over the past years about the one and done, but looks like Duke starting to live that a little bit. Of course, Luke Kennard, a sophomore, losing that, but Duke's got a lot to replace next year, don't they?
They really do. I'll be interested to see how they handle this because, first of all, I don't think they ever dreamed that South Carolina was going to take them behind the woodshed. I think they thought they were going to have a really long run, and if they fell back a little bit next year, so be it. You know, I think South Carolina kind of upset their apple cart, and boy, it'll be interesting to see now what happens. Here's the other thing. Does Mike Krzyzewski at any point in this say, you know what, I'm just not in another rebuild, I'm getting out? You do wonder about that.
Well, that's a great point, and the game is changing a lot. And I thought the thing that was kind of humorous in the South Carolina game was he actually took his blazer off fairly early in the game.
He did. I think he knew very early, number one, that he was not playing at a neutral site. You know, Greenville, South Carolina is anything but a neutral site. I think he knew they were in for a real dogfight. Now, I don't know that he figured out, you know, that what happened in the second half was going to happen, which was they just got taken behind the woodshed and just, you know, shown who daddy was.
Well, got a couple minutes left. Want to get your take on a couple of college basketball hirings. One, team that used to be one of the blue university used to be one of the blue bloods knocking on the door trying to get back up there, Indiana University. I would say that Steve Alford was probably the first choice, but thought they got a pretty good hire in Archie Miller. But you've been covering college basketball for a long time. What did you think about the hire of the 38-year-old former Dayton coach?
Well, we ought to ask your brother. Wasn't Archie on his staff for a while?
He was, yeah. When Darren first got the job at Western, he had him, and he told me, he said, I won't have this guy long, but it's going to be great to have him for a couple of years.
Well, here's what may come out of this. Steve Alford is the sexier name, but Archie Miller's a better coach. Steve Alford's a ball roller. You know, they play a lick of defense, UCLA. And so they go out very early with one of the most talented collection, you know, that you could find on any roster. Kentucky out-toughed them, out-defensed them. So, you know, Indiana may not have gotten the prodigal son, but they might have gotten a better coach. I just think Alford is kind of a ball roller. They're fun to watch, but they don't play a lick of defense.
All right, man, get your thoughts on his second hire. Georgetown University, 80s, John Thompson Jr., that was big. And is any basketball program going? Obviously kind of fall on hard times the last few years, but trying to bring back the glory days a little bit. Announced the hiring of Patrick Ewing as their new head coach. What's your thoughts on that hire?
Yeah, once Ewing said he wanted the job, they didn't have any choice. You know, this had to be an awkward few weeks at Georgetown. Because when you're firing John Thompson III, you're sort of saying to the dad, you know, we're firing you too. I mean, you know, it's that close. And so what was the only thing they could do that might keep that faction halfway happy was to go to the one other piece of the glory days, you know, and that's Patrick Ewing. Ewing has been a longtime assistant coach in the NBA, been passed over a couple of times for jobs. You know, the question is, can he recruit? Because the pro game is far different. You don't have to recruit. You draft, you sign, you go into free agency. You know, how good a recruiter is he? You know, who knows? Now, even he admitted next year is going to be a tough year for them. But he's probably got 5 years to straighten this thing out and try and get it, you know, back to where it is. But to keep the old man in the fold, this was the only hire they could make because they did fire his son.
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, George, we're out of time. As always, appreciate you joining us. We'll definitely get you back, talk some baseball next week. But thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Always good to talk hoops with you.
Looking forward to it. Tell Darren I said hello.
I'll do her. Thanks so much, George. Talk to you soon, buddy.
See you.
All Bye-bye. Right. George Plaster. That's going to be a wrap for Sports Talk. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. on Sports Talk.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management.